Maine, 100.9 FM.
It's 6 o'clock on Monday. That means it's time for the Belfast Lions High School Sports Show. Here's your host, Coach Brian Goff. Hello, Coach, and welcome.
Hey, Vic, how are you tonight?
Good. You're going to need to chit-chat with the folks for a second here while I see if I can get your guest hooked up.
You got it. Welcome back, everybody, to the Belfast Lions Sports Show. This is the head football coach for your Belfast Lions, Coach Brian Goff. I am also the JV head basketball coach this year as well. Great to be back on the hardwood with the players. Had some individualized workouts, gave the guys a break leading through Christmas. Got back to business today, just doing some individualized workouts, getting guys conditioning and stamina up, working on the shot, working on the fundamentals of basketball. Hopefully when we get back from New Year's, COVID doesn't rear its ugly head, and we can move forward and have a regional schedule, which has been talked about since day one. Still navigating with this new radio show. It's been a great time so far. I'm learning how the station does business. All the navigations I talked about. I do believe we got cut off last week, and that was my fault. Went a little bit long in the interview with Coach JoJo Oliphant. So to our listeners last week, didn't have an opportunity to give a proper goodbye and thank Coach Oliphant for joining the show. We had a great conversation pertaining to ladies basketball, Belfast Area High School. Coach JoJo was the new head ladies basketball coach, got named this summer, and he's working his way and trying to get through all this pitfalls, if you will, in a weird year of 2020 with the pandemic. But everybody's certainly doing their best, and, you know, sports brings some type of normalcy to a very non-normal year. So thankful for sports. It's made me realize how thankful I truly am for it. When things are taken away from you that you truly love, that's when you really realize it. And to have our football season be cut short this past fall, as well as it not even being a normal season with being 7-on-7 type of environment, was thankful that we had that, but just wasn't the same suiting it up on a Friday night in front of the Belfast faithful under the lights, taking on all our crosstown rivals, which we have, all over the state of Maine, quite frankly. Tonight's show, we have Miss Chelsea Howard. We're working on connecting her to the show as we speak. Chelsea is the head cheerleading coach at Belfast Area High School, and has been doing that for a couple of years now. We're going to get into a variety of different topics of discussion in terms of the cheerleading, and just talk about what her goals are in terms of where the program's going, the state of the program now, girls she has returning. And just want to get into a little bit about her on a personal standpoint. Where she went to school and how long, what led her passion to become a cheerleading coach in the first place. I know personally, as a spectator last year, I saw a couple of the girls perform, at a basketball game. They typically go out and we'll do a routine at a timeout or a halftime. I did see a performance early in the season, and, I saw a performance at the end of the season, and I saw drastic improvement. Since I've been back at Belfast Area High School, I've been back for 3 years now as a volunteer football coach. The first year, last 2 years, I was the head coach, and I immediately noticed my first year back as coach, I didn't see any Belfast Area High School cheerleaders down on the field. And it was quite disappointing, to be quite frank. Cheerleaders bring a lot to the table in terms of excitement. They get the players fired up. They get the fans fired up. And it just adds to the overall entertainment value of the games that you go to. You know, we saw that entertainment value at the basketball games. So, you know, I'm excited to see what Chelsea's going to do with the program moving forward. Still trying to connect her now, so please stand by with us. And as soon as we get her on here, we're going to have a great conversation about Belfast cheering from top to bottom. With that said, you know, you look around the state of Maine in terms of cheerleading. You know, I know that their number one job is to, you know, fire up the fans and add that entertainment value that I was talking about. But once the games are over, you know, these ladies go on and they get into competitions, if you will. And we're going to get into that. Looks like we've got Chelsea joining the show now. Chelsea, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Welcome to the show. Sorry for the technical difficulties there.
It's quite all right.
I was just getting into a little intro about, you know, what I've witnessed from Belfast cheering as a spectator, being back at Belfast Area High School for the last 3 years as a football coach and now a basketball coach. So I've got a number of questions I want to dive into with you.
Okay.
And before we really get into the nitty gritty, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, where you grew up. Were you a student athlete when you were in high school? Were you a cheerleader? Tell us a little bit about the younger years for Chelsea Howard.
Yeah, so I'm from Belfast originally. I then moved away towards Winter Harbor, Goldsboro area. I went to Sumner High School, where I was a cheerleader, and we had a great program. It was so fun. Some of my best memories of high school were on that cheering team. We were very competitive, had great coaches, and just I loved it. And I moved back to Belfast when I was in college, and I saw that there wasn't any cheering in any really of the mid-coast high schools. And I always thought that'd be fun to really get a program or to coach, but I didn't really know how to go about it. But I've always thought they need it. They have football, they have wrestling, they have basketball, they need cheerleading. So I was really excited when this opportunity finally presented to me, and happy with where it's going.
Awesome. Now, how long have you been the cheering coach at Belfast?
This is my fourth year now.
Okay. Awesome. I came back 3 years ago. As you just said, you know, I'm a volunteer football coach. 3 years ago, one of the first things I noticed was there wasn't any cheerleaders down at the football games. And hasn't been that way for the last couple of years. And quite frankly, as the coach, I'd love to see that change. You know, you go away to schools like Winslow and John Baps and Herman. I went up and saw my niece play a basketball game. She goes to MDI. They played Ellsworth. Quite frankly, that the halftime show with the cheerleaders there was, if not more entertaining than the actual basketball game itself. I was telling the listeners before you popped on that the cheering just brings a whole level of an entertainment value to the games itself. Gets the players fired up, gets the parents and fans fired up. And it's just a great thing to have, be part of the program. Have you had discussions with the school about bringing your teams down to the football games or other sports in general?
We have. When Mr. Keniston was there, he said that would be an opportunity. We're still very new and really getting into what cheerleading is. The last 2 years have been successful at actually going to the competitions and performing our routine, and really maintaining our numbers and even building. So my hope was to kind of have a couple years of really building the program before expanding. But now we're at the point where, quite frankly, we would really benefit from that extra time as a team during football season to really build on the skills earlier in the year. As you mentioned, the other Class B schools are, we want to be there too. So that's definitely my plan. I have lots of other plans too, but I would love to do that in the next few years.
So you're the head cheerleading coach for 4 years now. When you first got the job, there wasn't even any cheerleading in general. Is that correct, Chelsea?
There was not, no. There was they had just started out as a club, was kind of the deal. So a student actually approached me and kind of said where they were just starting to be a club. And through the MPA, you have to fulfill a club status for 3 years before you can be considered a varsity sport that's budgeted for. So for the first 3 years, we were a club. We practiced. We did have uniforms year two. They weren't really what they are now. We got some mats donated for us. We had kind of a lot of volunteer work with our routine, with our choreography and our music. And then finally that third year, we fulfilled the status and it went in front of the school board where we did become a varsity sport. So now we do get funding for uniforms. We do get a coaching stipend. You know, we're right up there with all the other sports. So a lot of work went into it, but I'm proud that we were able to do it. It's not easy.
No doubt. No doubt. You know, I was a student at Belfast Area High School 30 years ago, and it seems that cheering has kind of come and gone. There's been peaks and valleys. If you know Mrs. Diana Layton, who's still a math teacher at Belfast Area High School, you know, we had some issues when I was coming up through in terms of school spirit. And, you know, the class of 1990 wanted to change that around. And Miss Layton took the reins of the cheerleading team back then and had a nice run for a number of years where, you know, cheering was a cool thing to do at Belfast Area High School. If there's any girls or even any guys out there listening right now, cheerleading is a very, very cool and fun thing to do. There's dancing, there's gymnastics, there's choreographed stunts, if you will. You know, as a spectator the last couple of years at the basketball games, you know, I was sure that I wasn't getting up to use the restroom or go get a Coke at the timeouts because I wanted to see this team perform. So 4 years, you take over, you essentially start the program 4 years ago. What was it like starting a cheerleading team when essentially you've got a team that's never really done it before? And, you know, how far have you come in 4 years?
It was really hard. When I knew they didn't have a team, I always wanted to coach, but I didn't really know how do I get started? What does that entail? And it really is due. We had one student, and I'll say Jed Salvatore, who was really more passionate about a cheering team there than any student I've met so far. And he actually contacted me, and he laid out the plan of what has to happen. So coming on, he made it easy for me to know what the route was. But yeah, he recruited numbers, and the girls that are seniors this year were freshmen that year, and nobody had ever cheered before. So it was teaching motions, teaching very basic stunts, teaching jumps, things that other schools, some even have like in Pee Wee programs that, you know, kids are doing at a very early age. I have a 7-year-old doing some of that stuff now. But they were great. They worked so hard and put in so much time to become competitive and able to compete like we are now. I'm so proud of them. They have had great attitudes, and a lot of them hadn't even been to a cheering competition. They wanted to cheer, but they didn't know what that looked like here in rural Maine. So I remember that first year we took a group, my assistant Alyssa and I, we took a group up to the competition and watched, and their jaws just hit the floor about what some of these squads, you know, Ellsworth and Herman, what they can do. And I want to be like that. I want them to get there, and they're getting there.
That is awesome. You mentioned Jeb Salvatore. I believe I read that he was voted in to be a cheer leader at the Maine Shrine Lobster Bowl Classic. Is that correct?
He did, yes. Mr. Keniston, we kind of surprised him with that. Mr. Keniston nominated him. Even though we weren't a varsity sport yet, we were still a club status, but Mr. Keniston really, with the effort that he put into getting Belfast cheering off the ground, Mr. Keniston put in the work to get him there. Yeah, it was great.
Is he the only person from your team so far that has had that honor?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how does that work at year's end? Is it you just nominate, they take X amount of number of cheers, and
it's a senior that you're nominating?
Okay.
And he so far has been my only senior. Last year we didn't have any seniors that left, which was great. You know, for this year we didn't lose anybody, and this year I do have 5 seniors on the team.
No doubt, that's awesome to hear. That's a sign of growth right there. I was telling the listeners before you came onto the show, I saw one of your performances at one of the first couple of basketball games last year, and then saw a performance at the very tail end of the year. And it was very, very noticeable that the team had improved drastically from a stunt standpoint, from a synchronized standpoint. They had a lot of spirit. It was fun to watch. You probably saw that same improvement last year. Talk about how far the program's come in 4 years.
Every year, just they're getting better and better. I remember my girls that are seniors this year, when we were starting with some basic stunts, the adrenaline that went into those stunts, some of them had tears when they would hit a new stunt. And now the stunts that we're hitting, you know, we're still improving, but the stunts that they're hitting now compared to that first year, they're doing incredible. And that's my favorite part of the year, honestly, even aside from competition, when they first perform that routine in front of their home crowd at a basketball game, and no one really knows what we're doing. We practice behind closed doors a lot of the times until we do that routine. And just to hear people say that they're noticing us improving, it gets the girls so excited. You know, their friends and their family are finally able to see what cheering is and what they've been working on. And that's really the highlight of the year, I think, is that first time that we do it at a busy Friday night game.
No doubt. Now, my notes tell me your assistant is Alyssa Harriman.
Yes.
How long has Alyssa been with you? And tell us a little bit about what Alyssa brings to the table as your assistant cheering coach.
So she's been there since year one, really. We didn't know each other before this. I know she'll probably add to this too. I think she's running now, but she was invited by a student, I think, as well. And she came to one practice and we met for the first time and we worked so well together. And it's really not even like an assistant anymore. We're kind of equals now. We just can read each other in practice. We know what the other's thinking. We know if there's an issue in practice or something we need to work on, we know. And if there's a practice that she's running that I'm not, or I'm running and she's not, we know as a team what the goals of that practice are. We communicate before and after. We communicate prior to the start of the season to set up our goals. She's like my cheering sister that I never had.
That's awesome. Now, was she a cheerleader back in the day as well?
She was, yeah. I think she is on now.
I am.
All right. Welcome to the show. Lisa. What a pleasant surprise. I told Chelsea I'd love for you to be part of the show, and she didn't know what your schedule looked like. So, we were just talking about you and what you bring to the table. Sounds like you guys have been together since day one, 4 years ago. It's very noticeable from an outsider looking in how far the program's come. I've been back for 3 years, so I didn't see it the first year, but in the last 3 years, I can personally say I've seen drastic improvement. She was just telling us a little bit about yourself. Where did you go to school, and were you a cheerleader as well when you were growing up?
Yep, so I went to Mount View High School and graduated in 2012, and I cheered there. I cheered from middle school into high school. And it's been really fun, you know, being a coach and getting to teach the skills that we learned when we were in school, and it's been pretty rewarding.
Very cool. Now, I gotta ask you, you know, as you know, Mount View is one of Belfast's biggest rivals. It was like that when I was there 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. I heard stories that it was like that way before my time. It's still prevalent today. You know, when we played them in football last year, Waldo County was fired up. Both times we played them in basketball, it was a big game. What's it like being a coach to your crosstown rival?
It's pretty cool, actually. My coach from Mount View is still the coach there. So it's been pretty cool to first be on the other side of it. And also, it's a little weird because I never would have thought that I would be coaching for Belfast, but I'm really glad that I am. And it's been a real privilege to help teach these kids, you know, and be some of their outlets. And, you know, it's been really cool.
Absolutely. And the fact that both you ladies have been there since day one, Chelsea was telling me there wasn't even a program before you ladies got there. You had to go through the club process of a 3-year period. You just got named an actual varsity sport. And that's a lot of work over 4 years. I'm sure it's gone by pretty quick. To me, time flies very, very fast. The fact that I've been back here 3 years already, it's like, oh my gosh, huh? How did that happen? But, you know, continuity is a huge thing with any sport that you're talking about. And if you ladies keep doing what you're doing and keep moving forward, you know, I think there's going to be some bigger and better things out there than, you know, just firing up the crowd at the basketball and football games. Chelsea, back to you real quick. Now, I played football at Belfast. I played basketball at Belfast. I was a baseball player in the spring. Spring baseball doesn't typically have cheerleaders present. You don't really see them at track and field events either. What happens when you ladies get to the spring? Is there off-season training? Is there camps? Is there still practices? What are you ladies doing when the springtime comes into the summer?
We haven't done much, but for all schools, there is there's tumbling that can go year round. I have a daughter that's in that right now year round. There's not a lot of tumbling gyms in our area in Belfast. A lot of the girls would have to travel if they wanted to do that. I know Kids Unplugged is having programs there. And then there are camps that happen in the summer. They're pretty expensive. People are welcome to go as individuals. Back to Jed, he actually went by himself a couple years. For a team to go, it's quite pricey. So like I said, we've started fundraising. A lot of that's been for shoes and kind of music, you know, miscellaneous things. That's something that eventually we'd like to do. It's a lot of work to get there. It's hard with cheerleading. They're pretty strict about the actual timing of the season. There's not a lot you can actually learn or do or practice as a team outside of those dates. But there's a start and a stop as far as your routine goes.
Good point. Same way with all of our sports there, quite frankly.
Yeah.
You know, my sister lives in Ellsworth, Maine. I have a niece that's in the fourth grade. And there is a little gymnastics facility on the right-hand side just before you get to town that, you know, has girls in there from, kindergarten on.
Yep.
And the fact that they're, you know, they have that outlet where they're practicing all these stunts and flips and handsprings and things of that nature. That's a big part of cheering.
Yes.
The fact that these girls are doing that at such a young age, by the time they get to, it doesn't surprise me at all that Ellsworth has a really good cheering program. Mm-hmm. Like any sport that you're successful in, you can point to the field hockey program here at Belfast.
Yep, exactly.
They start the girls young.
Yep.
And the more reps pardon me?
Hopefully eventually we can find someone to help us get, you know, the younger kids started. We'd like to eventually have a middle school team and then maybe find someone to help us do elementary so that we're not having to every year start at the beginning, because that kind of hinders our process a little bit. I will say every year, I'm sure Chelsea said this before I got on, every year it's gotten a lot better. And this year, especially, the kids are really catching on. But hopefully in years to come, we'll be able to have another program at the middle school to help with that.
No doubt. And I do believe that, you know, the YMCA, which is a wonderful facility. I don't know if you ladies have been in there or not. But I really feel like that could be an outlet to get kids involved with anything and everything sports related. You know, you'd have to check what the rules are in terms of working with the girls in the off season. I think the way that the field hockey team rolls, retired coach, legendary coach Alan Holmes, kind of heads the peewee program, if you will. So there aren't paid coaches from Belfast Area High School violating any rules. So if there's some you know, ladies out or even gentlemen out in the community that want to be part of this, that could be an outlet to get things rolling and to use that YMCA facility, which again is a great facility to get our younger people involved with. I know when in a normal non-COVID year, you know, a lot of the kids from the junior high, as soon as school ends, they walk over to the Y and use the facility, whether it's to play basketball or use the weight room or run the track upstairs or, well, shoot, what if you had a volunteer cheering coach over there a couple times a week to kind of get these these young athletes moving in the right direction at an early age. It's just going to pay dividends down the road. Again, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what sport you're talking about. Get them started young. Have the continuity. Get them fired up at an early age. And, you know, when you get that final product their senior year, you've got one heck of a cheerleader. That's for darn sure.
Yes, I agree. And in our first year, we actually didn't have a place to practice at the school. We didn't have mats yet. So we actually practiced at Kids Unplugged. Lee Parent was very helpful our first year in letting us practice there and helping us get together as a team. The great thing about practicing there, it wasn't as much space as we would have liked, but it was great to have the younger girls that were coming in for gymnastics. They were watching us practice and their eyes lit up and they wanted to do it. And they actually had a cheerleading class a couple of years that my sister was helping run. My sister cheered for Ellsworth. She graduated a couple of years ago. So she's kind of cream of the crop. She taught a class there, but it was great to have them see what we do and see what it is. Cause in this area, you don't get a chance to see that much other than what, you know, we've tried to bring at the games.
You know, when I was a student here 30 years ago, we had an incredible gymnastics team. Mm-hmm. Come back 26 years later, there isn't even a team anymore. That was disappointing. Those were fun to go to. However, some of those stud gymnasts are still walking around Waldo County. Lisa Nichols, who owns a salon right here in town, was an incredible gymnast. Lisa Chase, formerly known as Lisa Dutch, graduated with me as a co-owner of Darby's Restaurant. She was a great gymnast. So I think there's folks in the community that, you know, if you reached out to them and wanted to be part of something special and continue to help you ladies build this the right way, you know, you're not alone. That's for darn sure. I want to reiterate to anybody listening tonight, cheerleading is cool. Give it a shot. These ladies are passionate about it. It adds an entertainment value to any sport that you can cheer at, football and basketball predominantly. It's just a fun thing to do. It's part of football for me, and football is my passion. So I am hoping, praying every single day this COVID goes away and we get back to business next fall. The Lions out there winning games, but the cheerleaders are out there as well. Ladies, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're coming up on half past the hour. This is WBFY. This is the Belfast Lions Sports Show. I'm here with the cheering coaches for Belfast Area High School, Alyssa Harriman and Chelsea Howard. We are going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Emmett Shell.
This is Betsy Shell.
Kieran Shell.
You're listening to Belfast Community Radio.
WBFY.
100.9 FM.
Support for Belfast Community Radio comes from our listeners and from Waldo County Family Dental, the office of Dr. Michelle Morrow, practicing dentistry in Belfast since 1986. Dr. Morrow and her staff offer a full range of dental services, from cleanings to crowns, for the whole family. 338-1801 or visit morrowdmd.com.
Support for Belfast Community Radio comes from our listeners and from Delvino's, serving Italian fare and cocktails on Main Street in downtown Belfast. Call 338-4565.
Hey everybody, it's Risa Randolph inviting you to join me for the Orange Blossom Special, an hour of bluegrass music every Wednesday from 5 to 6 with a repeat broadcast on Thursdays from 1 to 2.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Belfast Lions Sports Show, here talking Belfast Area High School cheerleading with Alyssa Harriman and Chelsea Howard. Ladies, let's dive right back into it. I've got a number of questions I still want to touch upon. As you know, we're living in the year of COVID. Two-part question, and you can both give your opinions on it. A, have you guys started working with the team yet this winter? And B, how has COVID protocols or COVID in general altered or changed what you're trying to do with the team this year?
So we have started practicing. There was a big coaches meeting in December that, you know, talked about just what we can do for cheering, that we actually can make a go of it. We're one of the few sports where our competition could be virtual and compete with every team in the state, unlike most sports these days. So we had our first 2 weeks of kind of optional open house style practices where mostly conditioning. For us, again, we spent so much time covering such basics the first parts of our season that that was our good time to be masks the whole time, socially distanced, and learning motions and jumps and some tumbling skills and just working out and getting in shape. And then when we reconvene January 4th, that will be the time when we can stunt together, again, fully masked. But in past seasons, there's been an emphasis on switching people out of stunt groups here and there, trying to do pyramids, you know, connecting stunts in the air. And that won't be the case this year. Single stunts, very far apart, people committed with those members in their stunt group. But for us, you know, Alyssa and I met with Mr. Patani earlier in the year, and we decided we're going to make a go of this with whatever we're allowed to. We're going to use it as a building year for our team, even if we don't compete, and just really take every advantage to teach new skills to our freshmen and keep the program going.
No doubt. So the biggest changes are, you know, the social distancing, if you will, as much as you can be. Will masks be on the team at all times as well?
All times, yep. And they're doing great with it.
Yeah, no complaining whatsoever.
Nice. And, you know, I'm the type of person that always takes a positive from a negative. Yeah, there's things that you can't do with the team this year, but it allows you to spend that extra time on other facets of cheering because, quite frankly, you know, there's a number of different things that make up a cheerleading team. There's the dancing aspect, there's the stunt aspect, there's the, you know, the choreographed, you know, dances, if you will. There's the gymnastics piece. Am I missing any part out of cheering?
Stunting.
Stunting, okay.
The cheer.
Yeah, okay. Nice. Now, I imagine some of these cheers you brought with you from, you know, when your cheering days. Do you guys stay up on, you know, the new moves that teams are doing out there? Do you watch competitions? Are you jotting down new ideas? How do you guys keep things fresh and add to the things that you're already doing?
Definitely watching competitions. I mean, I really enjoy sitting down and watching YouTube videos of different stunts people are doing. I mean, mind you, a lot of the stunts that people are doing now are quite advanced, and we're not, as a team, we're not quite there yet, but, you know, every year it's improving. So, and I like to tell the girls to just watch. There are different competitions that have been recorded that they can go back and watch on YouTube, and they can kind of get a feel for what we could be doing and kind of getting them hyped up for the year.
Nice. Very cool. Now it's my understanding in a normal year, and it may still be that way this year, as Chelsea just talked about, being able to record performances and actually send that in to folks and have them view it and things of that nature. But once let's say the basketball season ends in a normal year, you then go on to a regional competition. And then based on where you place it, that regional competition would allow you or not allow you to move on and go to the state competition. Is that how that works in cheerleading?
That is, yes. There's a Southern Maine regional and a Northern Maine regional. In the top six schools, and for each class, there's a Class B competition, Class C, Class A. The top six teams in each meet for the state competition.
All right. Are there any other competitions that I'm leaving out that the Lady Lion, the cheerleading team could compete in that I don't know about?
Yeah, we have a KBAC competition as well. That's actually our first one. That's always Martin Luther King Day. Has always been at the Augusta Civic Center. That's the first one in early January. It is placed, but that doesn't determine anything else about your season. But that's a fun one to go to. It's a very large competition.
Nice. Now, is it as simple as three judges, you know, viewing the competition and scoring it the way that they see fit, then adding the scores up together. And that's kind of how that works.
So in past years, it was broken up. There's six judges. There's a penalty and a safety judge. And then there's a judge for each category. And you're judged on partner stunts, pyramids, tumbling, and jumps in motion. So each judge has a specific category that they're watching you and critiquing you for. And there's a difference between really nailing your skill and the difficulty of your skill. So there's that fine line between how difficult can we make this, how much can we wow the crowd, but how can we really nail this and make it look great? So that's kind of what we fine-tune throughout the season.
My notes tell me the Class A cheering state champ last year was Biddeford. In Class A, Class B was Herman. Mm-hmm. Class C was your alma mater, Sumner.
Yes, it was.
In Class D, Central Aroostook. How far away are the Lady Lions from being talked about in the same breath as some of these state champion teams?
We are a ways out, I will say. We do, for the first year, have someone that can do a back handspring. We're finally going to get moved up in the tumbling class this year, thanks to that one skill. But, you know, at KVAC's last year, our first year, there were 15 squads. I think we placed 12th.
Yeah.
So we went out last.
Okay. Definitely something to build on with a new program. I mean, gosh, you're a club program for 3 years. You're just varsity for 1 year. You know, it would be hard to expect that in such a short period of time, you're competing with, you know, teams that have been doing this forever.
Yes.
So, you know, that's a good step in the right direction. Definitely some improvement if we talked upon. And, you know, you place higher this year. You see that growth, no doubt. What year were you at Sumner, Chelsea?
Oh, gosh. I graduated in 04.
Okay. So they always had a pretty solid cheering program there?
They really have. The current coach that's there this year, a good friend of mine, Monica Pettigrew, it was actually her older sister who coached my team.
Okay. Awesome.
So it's always been kind of in the family, a close group of friends that's really been the backbone of that program. Under my friend Monica, they've won 2 state titles in her 11 years there. Yeah. So.
So were you guys right up there as well when you were cheer there?
We were. I think the best we placed was 4th. We never won, but we always made it to states every year. It was always very exciting.
No doubt. And how about when you were cheering at Mount View, Alyssa? What were some of the highlights of your teams that you were on there?
We didn't do all that well at competitions. I think 1 year we might have landed in 6th or 7th place.
Okay.
So kind of middle of the pack. But not as good as like Herman or Ellsworth or, but yeah.
Right. Now, what's your opinion on what needs to happen here moving forward to, again, be talked in the same breath as the Hermans, the Sumners, and the Biddefords of the world?
So some short-term goals that we've already discussed is this year was actually a year we were going to shoot for it, but with COVID, but we really would like to have a presence in the middle school, have a team there so that when those freshmen, we've been lucky with a great group of freshmen every year, but they come at square one and we'd like them to come a little more prepared so that we can delve further every year. And the other piece to that is tumbling. We have a tumbler. I've heard rumors that there's other tumblers in middle school that are coming up, but really spreading the word to people to get involved, whether that's at the Y or Kids Unplugged or some of these great gyms in Ellsworth, for example, or Bangor. But that's a skill that we really need to be in that same, mentioned with those same schools.
No doubt, you know, and this could be a simple conversation with some of the PE teachers. You know, let's get this as a skill that's learned in some of these classes and get these kids rolling in the right direction at an early age. I'm looking at a roster, if you will, of about 14 students that have signed up for cheering this year. Is that about where you guys are at right now?
I think we're at 12
Okay.
Last count. Yeah. I know COVID really deterred a couple people from returning.
Okay. Now, will you have a tryout? Will some people not make it? Will all all kids that come out to be cheerleaders this year make it? How do you roll with that, Chelsea?
We do. This year, I think we're good. Everyone that's trying out so far, I think, could be on the team. It's in other years, I know when you have, it really is a commitment thing too. If people can't really be there at every practice, you know, we can't do a whole stunt if one person's missing. So if it's an attendance thing, you know, someone might not just be performing in the routine for that aspect. But, you know, cheering for games, we will take anyone that wants to come cheer at a game. The more the merrier for that.
Awesome. Awesome. Alyssa, take us through a typical practice. What time does it start? What time does it end? Tell us what things you guys are doing.
So right now, practices have been starting between 2:30 and 3. They are typically between an hour and a half and 2 hours. And we start with stretching, making sure that our bodies are nice and stretched out. And then we've been doing planking challenges with the kids, which is really fun. And it's a really great core exercise. Really, it's very helpful in cheering to have a nice core strength. And then we'll do jumping jacks and just like typical working out crunches. And then we'll go over motions, making sure everybody's motions are nice and tight and their wrists aren't bent, you know, just technical stuff. Then moving into jumps. On the fourth, we'll be able to stunt, which is really exciting. So far it's just been really technical stuff, and because we can't actually do any cheers this year, that kind of helps us spend more time going over the technical stuff that we really need to work on for competitions.
No doubt. Now, from an outsider looking in, there's obviously, you know, some strength, some endurance, some flexibility all play a key role in being a successful cheerleader. Do you ladies incorporate anything in terms of weight training, endurance running, yoga, anything of that nature to get your team nice and strong and fit?
We definitely try to encourage that. So I try to tell the kids, you know, before the season starts, start doing cardio and lifting weight. And then before the season ends, I try to tell them, you know, I know it's not necessarily fun, but this summer you guys should really be working on making sure that your endurance, you know, raising your endurance level, strengthening your core, doing all the things that you need to do, because by the time next year comes around, you'll be able to handle more. You know, we find that at the beginning of the season, the girls get really tired really easily, especially while stunting, because it is such a physically demanding sport. And I try to tell them, you know, the more that they do cardio and working out, the less miserable it'll be.
No doubt. You know, what I do with the football team and what I'll do with the basketball team now as well is I like to identify who the leaders of the team are. Because as Chelsea said earlier, you know, MPA rules, you can't work with these student athletes on a 12-month-a-year basis. You know, they have to take the initiative to get themselves better in these periods of time when we're not allowed to work with them. So if you do establish some leaders, most of the time your leaders, not always, but most will come from that senior class. You get a couple of people on your team that are really, really into it and can help motivate, you know, other kids on your team to put that work in, you know, whether it be flexibility, working on some of the stunts that y'all do, getting yourself stronger, because this can all play a key role in improving the performance of your team, no doubt. So I'm sure you ladies are on top of it. You sure sound like you are to me. You've had all your bases covered. It's fun to watch from the outside looking in. Like I said, I've been keeping an eye on it for 3 years now, and I've seen drastic improvement. And it's going to bring a big smile to my face when I look down there on the football field and I see you guys doing your thing out there and getting the team and the Belfast faithful fired up. That's for darn sure. Let's get into some of your team real quick. We'll start right at the top. I think Chelsea mentioned earlier, 12 seniors. Is that correct, Chelsea?
Five seniors, four, 12 kids total.
I'm sorry, five seniors. I've got names here. I'll bring up a name and give us a few words about each person here, and let's introduce your team to the Belfast community. Right at the top, grade 12, Emily Wakeman.
Emily actually is one that is not returning. She's very heavy in drama and 1X, and I think that she's really focusing on that route this year.
Okay.
She's been great. We'll miss her. She's been fabulous.
Yeah. You know, there was a young lady who wasn't going to play basketball this year, Kiara Doolin. Well, I saw her over the weekend. She might be having a change of mind. So I'm sure the door is always open for Emily if she wanted to come back. Is that right, Coach?
Absolutely.
No doubt. Moving on. Daisy Brantley.
Daisy makes practices fun. She always has. We loved having Daisy on the team.
Cool. Any comments on her, Alyssa?
She's kind of the heart and soul of the team. She's, like Chelsea said, she's so fun. Every practice, you know, there's not a practice that goes by that she doesn't have everyone laughing at some point. And she will be so missed. It makes me sad to even think about it.
That is awesome. Cherish these moments. And, you know, it's all about creating memories. That's a big thing with me with coaching high school football. I tell the guys all the time, you're going to create some unforgettable memories that will stay with you the rest of your life. Do things the right way. Give 110%. And no matter what you do, and one day, 25, 30 years down the road, you're going to look back like I do, and you're still going to be talking about it, you know, with your members and coaches and friends and families and things of that nature. Moving on, Tatum Kondo.
Tatum came to us. She's actually our only kid that has cheered before. She came from Nokomis, so she had a good base of skills. And she is a hard worker. She's there to work. She also keeps us laughing. She always has us laughing. She's just usually always in a good mood too. She's bubbly and just look forward to seeing her every practice.
Nice. Alyssa?
Same. I think that she's goofy and fun, and she knows how to motivate everybody. She can definitely push people to do their best during a practice, which is nice to have.
Very cool. Tisha Stoltz is next on my list.
Tisha has been a backbone of that team since she started. And Tisha is someone that if I need someone to do some dirty work, you know, to find the uniforms or help with the practice schedule or get mats out, she's the one I communicate with and talk to. And she's someone that if we have bad news, whether it's we aren't going to do a stunt or we need to change something, she's so level-headed. She gets it and she explains it to the rest of the kids. And she's a leader on that team.
That is awesome. How about John Skillings?
I'll let you start with John, Alyssa.
Okay. John is a first year for us on the team. He is so bubbly, so sweet, a little bit shy, but he's just so excited to be doing this. And it's so nice to have him on the team because he really, his excitement is infectious and really makes everybody else excited. So it's nice to have that infectious excitement on the team.
No doubt. That'd
be great.
No doubt. Those were the students I had in the 12th grade. You said you had five. Is there somebody I'm missing?
I think it was just Emily. Emily's not. She was the five.
Okay. Gotcha. Grade 11 looks like only one girl, Sierra Jade Davis.
Sierra is committed to that team. She is one of our flyers. She's one that we put in the air. She's taken a lot of bumps, a lot of bruises, and she gets up ready to do it again. She's tough. She is tough as nails. And love having her on the team.
Yeah, she was a standout for me last year. Her brother's on the football team, so I know the family. and you know, met her the year before. She actually, when she was at the, she was down, I was down at a junior high football game, and she approached me and said, how do you feel about having another girl on the football team? And her mother overheard it and said, over her dead body. So I think she went the cheerleading route after that, but doesn't surprise me. She's got all those bumps and bruises, and you know, she takes a licking, but she keeps on ticking.
She does.
Taylor Cutliffe.
Taylor actually tried or came to our practices last year, and the poor thing had broken her foot before cheering. And she came to us in a walking boot. And so unfortunately she couldn't do much. Her doctor wouldn't let her proceed, which is expected. So she's back this year, and I'm so excited. She has her skill level that she's picking up on so early on is great, and we're expecting great things from her.
Yeah, she's a natural.
Awesome. Malaysia Powell.
She's been to a couple practices. Again, the schedule is kind of new to the girls too. But she so far is excited about it. And that's nice to see for some of these new people.
Nice. And we're coming up on top of the hour. So if you have a quick comment, just say it about each of these girls and we'll move on. Angela Benitez.
Oh, she's not on the team this year.
She's not, okay.
On the team last year, but unfortunately she's, I think because of COVID, she's not doing it this year.
Gotcha, okay. How about Haley Richards?
Haley is a lot of fun. She's very excited. We tried having her fly a little last year and she's a little scared, so she definitely, she said multiple times so far that she wants to try that this year. She's really pretty willing to be a team player, do what's asked of her. You know, last year, a couple times we had changed the routine and she picked up really fast and was able to just go with the flow. So that was really great.
Very good. How about Gemma Brantley?
Gemma is, oh, she's awesome. She's my daughter's favorite cheerleader on the team. She has the best attitude. She has the best just facials and energy, and she is never in a bad mood. She's never discouraged. I'm so happy she's on the team.
Sounds like you got a lot of great people on this team with good upbeat personalities and hard workers and commitment, and I don't care what sport you're talking about. If you have people like that, you can definitely build something.
Yes.
How about Maddie Malix?
Maddie is new to us this year. I'm so impressed. She's catching on so fast. I know she has a drama background, and I think that's helpful when learning to kind of stay on cue and with counts, and she's impressed me every practice.
Very cool. How about, I just said Maddie. Annabelle Lisa.
Annabelle is a first year as well, and she's very active in the one act community. And she's been doing really great. I knew her before. She was, her mom's a client of mine. And so I've seen her grow up over the years, and I'm really happy to have her on the team. She's a really great addition.
Very well said. Let's see, Marina Bannister.
I'm so happy to have Marina. She pulled out her back handspring the other day after not doing it for a couple of years. She warmed it up and threw it out there, and it looked amazing, and I was so happy to have her. So she is going to be great.
That is awesome. Was there anybody that I left out, ladies?
So far, I think that's everybody.
Cool. Yeah. Coming up on top of the hour, a couple more from me. You know, what are your goals moving forward with the program? And you know, what would you say to any young student athlete, guys and girls, who might be on the fence about joining the cheerleading team? What would you say to them to have them give it a shot, and what they can expect if they did come out for the team?
Well, I think that we are always open to people coming and watching practices. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily allowed right now with COVID, but I would definitely encourage someone to come and watch our practices, talk to any of the kids that are on the team. We're really open to, you know, even if you just want to try it out, if it doesn't work for you, that's fair. At least you tried.
Fair enough. How about you, Chelsea?
I think a lot of people, even in Belfast, still don't know or maybe haven't seen before what we're trying to get to. I would encourage anyone that wants to do cheering but not sure if what we're doing is something that they're into. If you were to look on YouTube and you were to look up some of these schools and past competitions like Herman and like Ellsworth, and you see just the level of athleticism that's required to get to that level, that's what we're trying to accomplish. And we need we want people that just are committed and hardworking and athletic. And if you see what they are doing and that looks fun, that's what we want to do too. So come join us.
Right on. Last one for me, ladies, is there any cheerleading movies that you've seen over the years that you love for whatever reason whatsoever? Whether it was just, you know, whatever, if it depict cheering, you know, to a T, if it was a comedy, is there any movies that somebody that interested in cheering should have as a must see?
I mean, I really love Bring It On, the first one, but what about you, Chelsea?
I think some of the movies don't show like what our competitions here in rural Maine would be like. It's really hard to find a movie that would kind of accurately display that. But again, just watching YouTube videos and watching some actual competitions, that's what I love to do and would tell anyone that someone wants to see it to get into.
Nice. Now, where are some of these national competitions held? Are they all over the place, or is there like the Super Bowl of cheerleading competition somewhere every year?
There is a New England championship that the top three squads at states are eligible to go to. I went one year when Sumner, my old school, went there just to watch, and it's amazing. You're in some of the top squads from Massachusetts and Rhode Island. I don't know where you go past that. There are nationals down okay. south. But.
Very cool. Ladies, I learned a ton tonight about, you know, you ladies as coaches, about you personally, about where the program's been, where it's going. Learned a lot about how the whole process works. And I said it earlier in the show, I'll say it again. If anybody out there is listening that has any desire to become a cheerleader, if you're not an athlete that competes in any of our other sports, compete in this sport. It's fun to watch. Spectators at these games certainly enjoy it and appreciate it. And it just brings an overall entertainment value, and it certainly helps the teams that are competing. I know it surely would help our football team if we were out there. One of the first games that I coached when I was a volunteer assistant was at John Babst. I saw a cheerleading team of 25 deep, and they were on point. And it just brings a whole level of school spirit to the contests that we perform in. And you know, trust me, it's when you have two coaches like we have right here who are passionate about what they're doing, they're obviously in it for the long haul. Here they are, been here for 4 years now. You've seen the improvement, and I can't wait to see what it looks like in another 4 years. Ladies, I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing some information with us about cheerleading in Belfast Area High School. And like I said, I learned a ton tonight. I'm sure our listeners did as well.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. As I said earlier, I'm the JV basketball coach this year as well. Don't know if you guys will be at the games or not, but you know, when we get these cameras installed at the school, which they're doing right now, we get these things, performances that you're going to do, to send away to the state competitions and the KVAC and regionals and things of that nature. I cannot wait to see the 2021 version of the Belfast Area High School cheerleading team. And you ladies are a big part of that. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, you have a great night, and we'll see you at school.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.